Hey guys, what's up? It's Hybrid Haroon, back with another episode. Now today, we aren't talking about rework. We aren't talking about me wanting to join the Mr. Beast crew or wanting to get sponsored by Oculus, none of that, or World War II. Today, we're talking about Formula One, which is a topic I have loved for a long, long, long time. It is a racing kind of thing. If for those who don't know, it's basically a dangerous like racing sport. And for those, for my friends in the audience who do know F1, this is for you. And this is why I love the Dutch F1 track a lot. Now, you may not know where the Dutch track is. It's in Netherlands. This is one of my favorite tracks. This is my favorite. And I actually play F1 2020, and I know it's just my favorite track. It's turned and how, like, it's very interesting to overtake, and the slip-offs, the possibilities of what could happen. It's really cool, and it's one of the fastest tracks, because if you don't know, for my friends who in the audience know the Dutch track, then you know that there is a straight near where the start and finishes. If you were to complete a lap almost, and you were at the last straight, you know that straight. And that is a really long kind of straight. You can go over 200 miles an hour in F1 in that. And that's really cool what I think it is. It's that, and then there's also this turn that I've seen always. So if you were to start, then there's a sharp turn to the right. You go down, and then you see this huge turn that's like a cliff. It's so steep, and you have to go fast. It's not like you'll slip off or anything, but like it's a huge risk if you want to overtake. If for people who know the track layout of the Dutch track, you'll know what I'm talking about, because if you look at the track, Google the Dutch track, and you'll see that there's a sharp F-ending kind of thing that just turned you super, super steep. I've not slipped off of that edge once, but it's definitely going to happen. The Dutch Grand Prix also has one of the sharpest edges, which is what I really like about it. All of a sudden, you're going straight, and then the next second, you're turning. And that's what I like about the Dutch Grand Prix, and is that it also puts a lot of tire wear. Let's get that straight. Even if you're on, like, hard tires, which is the longest-lasting tire that's, like, usually usable in F1 in an actual standard race, that one wears down pretty quickly, because in practice sessions, when I do an F1 2020, it is really cool. And that's something I really like about it, is that in F1 2020, by the way, they make it as realistic as possible. You can get a steering wheel and all that, have like force feedback and resistance and vibrations, but I work on a controller, so yeah, it's not bad, but of course, anyway. What I'm trying to say, my point is that I love the Dutch Grand Prix, not only because of tire wear. What makes it interesting is that when you're racing against the NPCs, they are so afraid to accelerate that even if you do an emergency pit stop, like you accidentally spun out, but you're 40 seconds ahead of like someone like Hamilton, you are still going to be able to fully pit stop and probably end up in second or third place. That's what I'm guessing you would end up as if you were to do an emergency pit stop with front wing damage and high tire wear. That is something I also noticed. And one thing that I noticed in F1 2020 is that I'm making a lot of F1 2020 references, but the thing is that I'm trying to imagine, because I know there was a Dutch Grand Prix when I was in Destin. There was a Dutch Grand Prix. I watched it on cable. It was really sick. Max Verstappen won in his homeland, so that was pretty cool. And if you looked at the tires' temperature, or in F1 2020, I'm making too many references, but you notice that it's your front left tire that's getting a lot of temperature. For my F1 2020 folks who play, you get a lot of temperature. And even if you play 2021, I bet you still get a lot of wear on your tire, which is definitely something, especially if you're on like soft tires. By the time the pit strategy is almost completed, you're at 40% wear at that tire. It is severe wear. And this is what makes the track so special and what makes it good for you. Is that, yes, the tire wear is a huge risk if you want to, you know, push your car to the limit and risk losing control, which has happened to me many times. I don't even want to tell you. But what I can tell you is that it's very interesting. I've won a few races there. It was probably my easiest track I've tried, but it was also the most tire wearist. Outside of the Austria rain with the intermediate tires with 60% wear, that was my most wear tire. And I know I'm talking about like tire wear and stuff, which shouldn't really be the point, but it's also in how the tire wear. I mean, it's the main thing that keeps the car alive. If your tires puncture, then you're screwed. But then it's also very cool. Like, whoa, this track is so hard on the tires. It's just like Monaco, if you kind of think about it. Monaco and, like, I know there's another track I know, but, like, that puts a lot of wear. Outside of Monaco, I mean, Austin also does with its, like, super long straights in that one, like, swerve kind of track in Austin, Texas. That one does put a lot of wear, but if I had to choose one of my favorites, I think it would definitely be Monaco because of the insanity of how you can end up slipping off. In fact, if you watch the 2021 Dutch Grand Prix, which happened actually while I was in Destin, Florida, which I watched it on cable when we were home, Max Verstappen won. But here's the thing. Sebastian Vettel with Aston Martin spun out at that turn I was just talking about. The severe curve that's kind of like a cliff. Yeah, Sebastian Vettel spun off. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. That is crazy. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. He accidentally accelerated too much, causing his wheels to just spin out. He was using hard tires. And as far as I know, no one got hit, but it was just a yellow flag in that area. But that's what I think is pretty, like, dangerous. I'm, like I said, I've not personally spun out in F1 2020 about it in, like, that area. So I'm not really surprised. So I'm really surprised when someone actually spins out. Because to me, it's like, oh, no, nothing can spin out. But then if you look at the real world situation, it's like you can spin out that corner. So it's like, what is going on? Because in the game, you have such a low risk of spinning out. Unless you decided to do rain and you were on like super softs. Then that is the only reason why I see you would actually spin off in F1 2020. Because with the braking assist, it doesn't allow you to go that fast. Sorry for me rambling a lot. This is the end of the episode. I just wanted to talk about why Dutch Netherlands is my favorite track, Grand Prix, Formula One. It's something I've always liked, and I just needed to talk about it. I'll do a next episode about F1, and this time I'm thinking about adding someone special. It's been on my mind. So I'll definitely do that next time I do an F1 talk. But thank you guys for listening. Follow, and if you know someone who is addicted to F1, definitely share them with this. And I also have a YouTube, Twitch, Instagram. All of them are High Rater Haroon. Just copy and paste my name on those social platforms. Follow, subscribe to me. And I guess that's it of the podcast. See you later.